Hola, I'm Paulina.
Hi, I'm Bricia. And we're sisters, friends, daughters, wives, and business owners, following our dreams, just striving to be a better version of ourselves every day. All right, and we're also moms.
Welcome to the Super Mama Sisterhood.
And I was jumping on the waves with Carista, and it was like, oh my God, this is the best ever. We get in the car, we get home. She cries because I woke her up. I was like, I wish I didn't have any kids within like 3 hours.
She stopped me right there. She was like, Brisa, I want you to understand this. I seriously believe that our children choose us and we don't choose our children.
Right.
Your baby chose you to be his mom.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what kind of mom he wanted. And he chose you as his mom.
Oh, that's really nice.
We're all sisters here to inspire, support, and guide each other to dream bigger and to enjoy every moment of this extraordinary journey that is womanhood. ¿Listas?
Here we go.
¡Super mamás!
Hello.
Hi, moms. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Aftermath. We did not have an episode last week for a Mother's Day special. We had some technical difficulties of our Mother's Day special, and we tuned the running around of the social.
You weren't here.
Yeah, that traveled.
You weren't here.
In Chicago.
All the hectic days before the social. It didn't happen.
Se las debemos. Aquí estamos ya de regreso with our Aftermath Mother's Special, SM Social 18, hashtag. Thank you.
It was.
Thank you. Thank you. That's all I can say. It's just thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to everybody involved, from our production team.
Mm-hmm.
To our family. Our family.
Our childcare providers.
My husband. For putting up with me this past 2 weeks.
My kids, I didn't see them. My baby. I'm kind of sad because my milk is drying up after the whole, this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Can I say TMI? I don't know but today I think I hadn't got my period all this time. And after this happened, I was just like, oh my God, this is it. Like, I feel like it's like because of all of that, like I became a little bit more detached from my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like kind of hurt now. It was crazy. It was crazy, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah. And last but not least, thank you to everybody who attended. I mean, we were very overwhelmed with like just everybody being there. I mean, it was packed.
Not overwhelmed by them, but by the fact that
I was just overwhelmed by the, like, I can't believe this was happening. It was almost like today we just received a little video, and as soon as I saw it, I started crying.
Because
it just kind of hit me like, that's it, we did it, and it was amazing, and everyone had an amazing time.
You know what is crazy? That the dads had such a good time.
Oh my God.
And like, even my best friend, I was like, how is it? You know, did you have fun? She was like, yeah, but definitely next year I'm coming back without kids. She was like, my husband and I definitely coming back next year with no kids. And I was like, that is crazy. But yes, I'm like, so this has become like such a, like a, like it was for everybody. The dads were like, every dad that we asked, they were like, oh my God, this is so dope. They had such an amazing time. And I was happy that it was for everybody.
Yeah.
For everybody. The kids had an amazing time at the playground, the moms, the dads, the grandmothers. There was a lot of grandmothers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of mamacitas too.
Too many. So many. Not too many. Never too many. So many. Like mamacitas.
Everybody. It was incredible. Like, I was like seeing people that I know, and I was trying to get to them, and some of them I never got to because like I just kept talking to people, and I wish I could have talked to every single person there. And people were telling me messages like, oh my God, I saw you, but I didn't want to bother you. I'm like, come bother me. That's what that's for. Like, I want to meet you.
Come bother. How about you don't bother me?
Come say hello. But they were like, oh my God. I'm like, no, come say hi. It was crazy. Like,
it was like a dream. I swear, it was incredible. I am just so thankful. So thankful to every single one of you listeners for just even putting us in this position that we are today, that we're able to do this, you know, without our moms, our sisters, like, we could not have done this. And shout out to our team, our entire team, Elizabeth, yes. our little sister.
She was amazing. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Evelyn Jimenez of Harlow Planning. She, like, you know, my gosh, she has been my right hand through this entire process. And, like, we many sleepless nights, like texting at 1 a.m. and again at 6 a.m., you know, these past 2 weeks. So thank you, Evelyn. Jennifer from Camila Creative. Also,
J-Lo.
You have been amazing.
Our very own J-Lo.
Remember when we received the package? The one was like, hi, I'm here to drop off for Jennifer Lopez. Christine, who's part of Jennifer's team. Gabby, Paola, Jackie, everyone from the date. Josue, like the only guy.
Josue Encuadrado.
Encuadrado were the only guys. Our graphic designer, Ariana, who like would turn things around for me super fast. Thank you so much, Ariana. Oh my gosh. She must be like on Saturday night, she'd be like, okay, I'm done. No more calls.
She kind of misses you.
She's probably like has like PTSD. But thank you, Ariana, and her videographers.
Oh my god! You guys you wait until you see the video.
Who flew in from Mexico just for the event? Like legit. I found them when I was in Oaxaca, and I was like, you guys, that's it. Like, no one else is doing this. We're flying them in. Thank you, Delta, for providing those flights.
They are, like, the chillest people I've
amazing.
Ever met.
They're amazing. And our photographers, of course, Lily and Annie. Oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, I am still, like, a little, like, un poquito, like, slow. I don't know if you guys can tell by my voice. But...
Mari
Salinas. We can't wait to do it again. Via Confession totally brought
her
A game. She
came through.
Vaya con Mari.
Vaya con Mari.
Mari, styled by Vaya. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
She dressed us. Like literally, like she spent all week trying to find our outfits mm-hmm. and she killed it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Mari. Cynthia, who did my makeup, and I was like, I don't want to take it off ever.
Valerie did my makeup. It has been the best makeup application I've ever had in my life. Like the photo, I was looking at the photos and I was like, oh my God. You know how sometimes like you look in the mirror after getting your makeup done and it's like, this is way too much. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But like on photos and the video, it looks like popping. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, it was great.
I was like, why can't I get my makeup to the village? She's like, girl, I'm a makeup artist. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Que madre. She killed
DJ
it.
DJ was so amazing.
Thank you, girl. You made the party happen. It was. I was like dancing. Did you see my daughter on stage dancing,
she was
by
so
the way?
Cute. Yes.
Oh my God. They kept telling me, like, mommy, what time am I going to get on stage? You said I was going to get on stage. And then she got on stage. She was like, the microphone's not working. She was so mad because she wanted a working microphone. And I was like, fine. And then there's a bunch of pictures that they tagged us on. And she's on the microphone.
Aww,
like,
cute.
She's so cute. She loves it. They really, really had a good time. They were like, I kept telling them, you know, I'm working a lot, but I promise you, like, once you get there, you're going to have the playground all by yourself before the people get there. So that as soon as they got there, they just flew to the playground and they had, like, their own little, their alone time in the playground for themselves. And then after, they were like, thank you, mom. That was the best day ever.
Oh, amazing. So, yeah, shout out to First Bash. And, of course, all our incredible sponsors from the beginning, Ergo. Thank you so much, Ergo, for the carriers. Thank you so much, of course, like Target, who outdoes, they
beautiful.
Outdo themselves every single year. Like every year I'm like, how can you get better and better? And this year was just incredible.
It was the cutest thing.
It was so beautiful. And at the end, they gave everything away. Everything. So moms walked away with bean bags and changing tables. And
diapers.
Like, diapers.
Diaper cakes. Diaper,
incredible.
Piñatas.
Yeah.
Bean bags. Tables.
AT&T, like, who like did the most, they bring in Chef Marcella. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, AT&T. I'm indebted to you. again, Delta, Munchkin, Aguacates de Hoy, Saborea Uno Hoy. Come on. I mean, everybody, First Five of California, who had like a little dance party in a reading corner.
Sue Jeju's. They were
That's
so
all
good.
I drank all day. That's all I didn't eat. All I had. And of course, Toma Leche, who provided lunch. And like these, like the cutest lunch bags ever, by the way. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, like, legit lunchbox that they gave away. 1,500 of them.
I'm going to now that's what I'm going to send my kids lunch
with. My own lunch. McDonald's. Yes, of course, McDonald's. And everybody, again, we're just, I mean, I can just go on. We can go on and on and on, but we just wanted to bring you guys a little bit. For those of you guys who, you know, don't live in LA and who couldn't come to it, I love seeing moms from Arizona, from San Jose, San Francisco, Texas.
Modesto.
We had so many moms
driving from Arizona. This girl drove to Arizona, came to the social, and then drove back after.
I mean, me sentía mal. I was like, did you have fun? But like, was it worth it? She was like, of course, we had the best time.
Wow. I mean, no me la creo. I really can't.
I can't wait to show you guys all the videos and the pictures. But for now, the audio is going to have to do. We're going to drop a 3-week series with the panels that we had with Gemma and Rachel today. And then next week, we're doing the panel with our amazing Monica Rose. Like, I was like... starstruck, fangirling hard. And of course, the fabulous chef Marcella, who is like ever fabulous in a couple of weeks. So stay tuned for those. But today, listen up to her intro of the social. You hear Elizabeth. She sounds just like me.
I thought it was you.
The first person that's going to speak right now is not going to be me. It's my little sister, Elizabeth, who was an amazing hype person who introduced us. And it was incredible. And yeah. Any last words, Paulina, that you want to say?
Thank you, because you guys made me feel on top of the world. And I would have never, ever in a million years would have imagined being on stage in such a cool event and, like, us putting it together. Like, mm-hmm. It was incredible. And I guess to you for like, believing on my... pitch a few years back, and you know, look at what we are today. And it's been crazy. And
no llores, eh? No
llores, I'm probably gonna cry.
No llores, because I'm too tired to cry. I'm too tired to console you.
No, but seriously, like, you've taken this to the next level, and I just want to thank you for that. And I love you. And I love you, Elizabeth. She's here. And I'm so happy that the three of us get to do this together.
Yeah.
Right? And then Fernando, which is incredible. And
who also loved
I was
a lot.
Yeah. And I was just so happy that mom and dad were there to mm-hmm. see this. Because this is the first year that dad was there. And he was so proud. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, that's another thing that the four of us are, like, you know, just to see our parents proud. I think, like, that's really cool. So
thank you
guys.
Oh. Wait, one last thing. I don't want to cut like the emotion. I love you so much and it's like incredible, but I also want to say that everybody has been asking us, like, are the shirts going to be on sale, like the pins? We just dropped all our swag on our website, supermamas.com/swag. Check it out, get your shirt, get your pin, represent. I want to see all these moms representing on Instagram with their Super Mama shirts on.
Plus, we have in the website, there's like different ideas on how to wear them. So,
yeah. You know. Look, Paulina looks fly in those photos. She was a model.
I have a lot of work to do. But Elizabeth is like a professional model.
I know, she's a professional model.
All of a sudden, she turned into a model.
But thank you guys so much. I want to see everyone repping their shirts. And yeah, represent.
Super Mamas!
Well, okay, that's it. Without further ado, here is...
live from the Super Social 18.
Super Mama Social.
Okay.
Here goes the Super Mama Social, live from downtown LA. La Plaza de Culturas y Artes.
Super Mama Social 18. Do it right. We
can do it, baby. Do it. Hello, everyone. Is everyone ready for a great day? Yay! Okay, you are. You're ready. Who else is ready? Hey, all the dads. All the dads are ready. I see you guys. All right, we just want to say hello. I'm Elizabeth. I am Bricia and Paulina's sister. Before we get started, I just want to say they are super excited to have you here. We're
We work so hard for all of this, so I want you, everyone, to enjoy the day. So, without further ado, I'm going to introduce my sisters, Bricia and Paulina, the Supermamas. Give them a hand.
Hi, sisters.
Hi. Hi,
is
everybody.
Is everyone having fun? I can't hear you guys. Okay, I don't know if it's the speakers or it's the cold weather. This morning I woke up and I was like on the verge of tears because it was raining.
I kind of cried.
And everybody was like, no, Bricia, it's an act of God. And I was like, okay. Which leads me to, I don't know if you guys have noticed, all around today, throughout the whole event, we have these beautiful lightning bolts. And we chose this image because we realized that that's who we are inside. And, you know, the lightning bolts, I think, the lightning bolts come together because there's two forces of nature that creates that strength and that power. And that's really who we are, sisters. And that's what you all represent to us. So thank you guys so much. The theme is the power of your Supermama tribe. We have met so many beautiful women here in this space and through the podcast who have changed our lives. And we just thank you for being here today. We thank you for spending your Mother's Day weekend with us. We thank you for bringing your family. You're bringing your significant others. And we also thank you for those of you who came by yourselves, that you showed yourself some love and were like, I'm going to go and do me by myself. So thank you so much. We love you. Paulina.
Hi, guys. Welcome to every single one of you. I am so excited to see you. As you know, I'm probably going to cry. So I just want to say that I am so happy for every single one of you. I was talking to my sister earlier and I was telling her how every year I have met people here that have literally changed my life. 2 years ago, I met amazing friends that now we're, you know, we hang out all the time. 2 years ago, I met people that helped me decide to have my birth the way that I wanted, and that was completely life-changing for me. And that is exactly what I want for every single one of you. I want you guys to walk out of here with life-changing friendships. And I think all of us here are meant to be here for a reason. We're all drawn to the same place because we're all in the same vibe, and we're all going to walk out of here with new friendships, new connections, bigger, better, happier. I want to also, we were talking about the Super Mama tribe. So the tribe is not only each other, but our significant others, our husbands, boyfriends, or mothers, our parents, our mothers, our sisters, our friends. Because I feel like this time, this year, I see a lot of friends coming together. So this is our tribe. Let's get it stronger. Let's get it bigger.
And I want to thank every single person that was involved in today. I know that Paulina and I, staying up on stage, we got our makeup done, we got our beautiful outfits on, but really, it's not us who put this together. It's an incredible group of women. Evelyn, who's walking right there, who's a super mama as well, who like has worked day and night for this. Jennifer, who's right there. My sister, Elizabeth. Christine, Paola, Gabby, everyone, my all-girl team. We are so proud of everybody. Women put this together. A woman actually designed our stage as well.
Yes.
Everything was designed by women. There was Yena, who I think just left. Because she's been here since literally 11 p.m. last night. An incredible badass woman too. Yena, if you're still here, thank you so much.
Photographers or videographers.
Who came all the way from Mexico City to be here with us today. Woman as well, and her husband. But thank you so much for everybody. Thank you, thank you. I hope you guys enjoy. We're coming. Our first panel is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back. Gather all your girlfriends. Get closer to the stage. We have two amazing women you guys are going to love talking and listening to. So. Oh, we'll also, hello, our woman DJ, Que Madre, woo, can we give it up for her? Mom as well. So thank you to everybody. Let's get some music and let's get our speakers ready. Hello, hello. Okay, we're going to get this started. Paulina, come join me.
I'm here.
This is my Oprah moment. Okay, you guys, don't judge me. We want to introduce this next panel that is called Mamahood, the Hardest Hood, and Balancing It All. We have two amazing speakers with us. First one is Rachel Gomez. She's founder of Viva La Bonita. Do we have any bonitas in the house today?
Woo! Where's all the bonitas?
Yes! Hey, Margie, I see you. She's the sole founder of Viva La Bonita. She was born and raised in Panorama, California. Any girls from Panorama?
Woo-hoo!
Is that the... Wait, I don't want to get it wrong. Is it the 818? No.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay. She comes from a working Mexican woman, mom. She's really happy. She has evolved Viva La Bonita. I don't know if you guys have followed Viva La Bonita on Instagram, but she is a fashion designer, entrepreneur. She's a hustler. We've had her on the show before. We can't wait for you guys to meet her. Belina, do you want to introduce our second guest?
Our second guest is Gemma Marin. I actually met her a few weeks ago at an event, and I was like, I love her energy. She's so happy. She is an actress, a model, a mom, and she's trying to balance it all, just like all of us. So
let's welcome Gemma and Rachel. Get out here, girls. Rachel, I love how you're always rocking your Cortezes. I just love how you're always... Welcome, sit, ladies.
Gotta stay ready.
How are you guys?
Good.
I'm good. So excited to be here.
Are you guys here with your significant others? Yes. Are you guys here by yourself?
Yeah, there's my super papa right there and my baby Aiden.
I see the other twin.
My boyfriend and my daughter are right there.
Dad squad.
For real, right? Papa, super papa arcade. Shout out.
That's why this year we're like, okay, we gotta do something for the dads because they're always like, you know, showing up.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the name of this panel is Mamahood. The hardest hood.
It
I think
sure
you
is.
Have. Don't you have a T-shirt that says that?
Yeah.
Ain't no hood like motherhood.
Like motherhood.
And balancing it all. Now, you were both hustlers, even pre-motherhood. I mean, you guys have been hustling since you were coming out of the womb, I think. How were you able to incorporate your babies in your work-life routines? And do you find that you can accomplish more now that you have a baby as a mom than before when you were not with a baby? Not with baby.
Okay. When I got pregnant, the first thing that I had clear, it was like, a baby is not going to change what I want or what I want to do or my dream, because I came to Los Angeles for the acting. So I didn't want to leave everything, what I had accomplished,
right,
just because of a baby. And I wanted to be mom more than anything, more than an actress or anything like that. So since I got here, obviously I have the help of my boyfriend, which helps a lot. But I mean, sometimes I don't know how I do it, because sometimes I think how I used to do it before I was complaining because I didn't have time. Now I don't have time.
You really, you know? Really don't
but
have
I
time.
Still do it. And you know, I go to the auditions with my daughter. I go to the shootings with her. I don't have a problem bringing her with me everywhere. So I think that's how I do it, because, I mean, I have more patience. Like, okay, if before, like, getting ready would be, like, 30 minutes, now I have to do, like,
30 minutes.
In 10.
You're
you know,
bad.
Like, now I have to do, like, faster than before.
Yeah, definitely.
So you just change some stuff, like the timing or, like,
less.
The fast that you have to do the things. And
You sleep less.
Yeah. Rachel?
I think before my son came into my life, yeah, I was hustling. I was working full-time in retail. I was a store manager. So those hours, if anybody's worked retail, you know, I mean, you're not clocking out when you're supposed to clock out. And then I was still running the brand at the same time and, you know, building it and trying to get Viva La Bonita where it is now. So my life, I feel like, was already hectic pre-baby. But I'm a firm believer that, you know, the universe already puts you through situations to prepare you for your next chapter. So I really feel like my dedication to my full-time job and having a brand, you know, as my side hustle really prepared me, in a sense, to momhood, you know? And it wasn't until I had Aiden where I was like, oh, my God. Like, me being a first-time mom was so scary. But I think that I'm so thankful for social media, because when, through my journey of Viva La Bonita, I started seeing all these like moms who are running businesses, and I'm like, wow, like anything really is possible, right. You know, and your children aren't gonna derail, you know, your life. I feel like now that I have Aiden, like I have a purpose, and that purpose is for my son. So I feel like when he came into my life, I mean, yeah, we sleep less, you know, like she said, it takes, we have to get ready in like 10, 15 minutes. Even coming here today was a mission, you know, but it's awesome. Like I always tell people, like, you know, kids don't kill your dreams. I think, you know, the road gets a little bit harder, but I think,
but you can do it. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I think that one of the important things is like, don't make excuses. You can do it. I mean, you can do it. Life is going to be hard enough.
Amen.
So you have to be sure that you can do it. So don't make excuses for anything, for working out, for getting your dreams, for nothing. Don't make excuses.
That's great. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Paulina.
Well, talking about social media, guys, I know that in today's world, social media can put a lot of pressure on us. And like, you know, everything is so perfect on your Instagram feed and everything. But can you share with us a few of those like really messy, real moments that have happened as mothers and that you wish that were capturing film? Because sometimes you can't.
Yeah. Before, you know, I found this Super Mama tribe, the parenthood world was perfect. Perfect, clean, and white sheets. Like, I never understood that.
A lot of white sheets on Instagram.
A lot of white sheets on Instagram,
I want to say.
You know, cute white baby clothes. And I was like, okay, damn, am I doing something wrong? But I think I've had so many messy moments, but one that I can remember off the top of my head was, you know, when I think it was the first week, you know, that we settled into, you know, my office, my Viva La Bonita office. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring Aiden. We're going to be all cute on Instagram. Like, we're working together. And no, I mean, I'm just, like, changing, like, dirty diapers. Like, on the we had just moved into the office, so there was no desks, nothing. Like, we were in concrete floor. And I had this rose wall that we had built. And I was like, I don't.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
On Instagram.
I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to change Aiden's dirty diaper. So I just got like napkins, put it on top of the flower wall, and changed his diaper there. And that's where honestly he started taking naps on my floral wall. And it's like, you know, the fake flowers, but still, like, I wish I would have shared that moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
On Instagram. Because I think those authentic moments need to be shared more. Yes. Don't be afraid to share those messy moments because it's reality.
Yeah. Yes.
For me, like 3 days ago, more or less, now my daughter is like, doesn't stop doing like this every time she eats. So I was so hungry, like I needed to eat as well, but obviously she's first. So I put a bowl of lentils for me and one for her. So mine, I put it next to me, and the other one I was holding it. And my boyfriend was cooking some potatoes and talking with a friend from Panama. So he was on the kitchen, like on his own. So I was feeding Alexandra, and I was eating at the same time. So in one of those moments when I was feeding her, I turned to feed myself, and then she goes with the hand like this, the whole bowl of lentils, like, all over the place, like, on the floor, on my jeans, on my sneakers. My boyfriend, look at me. Oh, okay, she's fine. And I was like,
why do
like,
they do
okay,
that?
What do I do? I tell him to take a picture so I can post it on Instagram. Or I just want like to begin in the screen because it was one of those days when you are like stressed because you are hungry and you want to eat and you can't because you have to feed your baby. And it was like, ah! So I was like, okay, I will clean the mess later. I'm going to finish feeding her and then we'll see. My dog eat all the floor food, so my dog.
So it
my
worked
dog,
out.
Dog, yes. It worked out perfectly.
She helped me, and then yes, I gave her my lentils, obviously, and then I changed, and I didn't share it on Instagram, but because I was like so stressed, I was like, okay, no, I'm not gonna even like take a picture because I don't want to, you know, like I just want
I
to finish
how,
and
yeah, how are
and
they
eat,
gonna see that?
You know,
yeah.
What do I look like? Speaking of boyfriends and how they never help, I'm just kidding. Shout out to my husband because he's holding it down this past 2 weeks that I've been super busy.
Yes.
Both of you guys both really work really close with your significant others, right?
how do you guys manage, or do you guys even manage to make time for each other and just sort of come, like, you know, just continue to nurture your own relationships with them?
In the beginning, it was really hard. You know, Aiden is our first child, and we, you know, when your babies are born, you're obsessed with your babies, you know? Like, you, especially, I hear the first one.
The first one, especially.
Yeah. People tell me, dude, by the time you're on your third, fourth, like, you're going to, like, just be cool going on those date nights. But, you know, he was my first baby, our first baby, and we just wanted to spend every single second with him. And even now, you know, he's a year and a half, and he's growing so fast, like, literally from one day to the other. And those are the moments I don't want to miss, but it's so important, you know, for you to make time for your significant other and, you know, never let go of that dating, you know, like going on a first date, getting ready. Because as moms, I mean, like, half the time, this is not what
Half the time, 90% of the time.
Hair in a bun. I mean, I barely get time to put on my eyebrows in the morning, but, like, honestly, you know, it's good to hold on to that feeling of getting ready and going on a date and being excited to go eat. So we're not perfecting the balancing of the date, you know, dating and being first-time parents, but we definitely make it a point to be like, hey, you know what? Let's go to dinner today, you know? And I'm actually blessed to be able to work, you know, with him. He's my full-time business partner, so we can go to lunch and have those lunch dates.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, and try to make the most of it. But it takes effort. It doesn't just happen naturally. You gotta sit there and be like, hey, we're gonna get a babysitter tonight and we're gonna go out. So if you think it happens naturally, don't get discouraged. You gotta make time for it.
Shout out to all the babysitters, man.
I know, for real.
For real.
For us, I mean, we spend every day together. Every day, almost 24 hours. So imagine, I want to kill him every day, 3-4 times a day.
Same.
You know? But it's true. I mean, I think always at the beginning, when you have a kid, it's hard. The relationship is hard. So you have to communicate and you have to work on it. But on another side, we are both on the same page. We don't want to leave Alexandra with a babysitter yet.
Yet.
She's 1 year old, but we don't mind to bring her with us to dinner. So we make sure that once in a while we go out for dinner, like a nice dinner date, but we always bring her with us because we don't want to leave her. So we are happier bringing her than leaving her and just being the both of us. And another thing that I try to do is the first months of motherhood that are the hardest one.
Yes.
When Alexandra was going to sleep, I wanted to sleep as well. Like, I didn't even want to have dinner. But I was like, I can't do this. I mean, I need to have time with him. So even though at the end of the day I'm super tired, you know, at least I watch a movie with him. He tells me I always fall asleep, but it's like, yes, I fall asleep. I mean, I've been the whole day.
But I'm right, you know, right there.
But I'm right there.
But I'm right there.
But at least I'm falling asleep next to you, not on the bed, you know? But yes, I mean, we try to do that.
Is she sleep trained though? Like, do you guys have alone time at night?
What do you mean?
Does she sleep at night?
No, she doesn't. I mean, no, she doesn't sleep. I mean, she's getting better. I'm going to say she's getting better. Now she's just waking up 2-3 times instead of 5-6. So
see, can anybody feel her? Like, see, moms, we're not alone. It's what we're talking about. Like, don't think that, like, it's just you. And don't think, like, oh, my God, Instagram makes it look pretty. No, this is real. Like, no, we're all going through. We're all the shits together, guys. No,
1 year not sleeping. Can I say that word? It's 1 year. Yes. Like, I want to cry every time I say it. 1 year, I haven't slept more than 5 hours in a row.
I haven't slept like in like 8 years. I don't know. Will we ever sleep the same? I don't think we will ever sleep the same.
Yeah, you know? And I think that also parenthood, like it shows you a different side of your significant other.
Yes.
You know, like as much as you think that you know, your boyfriend, your husband, your fiance, you're going to get to know a completely new version of him, you know?
That's scary.
Yeah. it's intense, but we're making it. We're getting through it.
Okay, now we're into a lightning round. Are you guys ready for these really hard questions you got prepared for you guys?
Okay.
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay? They're not math questions, I promise you. Paulina, you go first.
Okay, cumbias or hip-hop?
Cumbias.
Ah, cumbias.
Okay.
¿Asada o al pastor?
Oh,
oh, al pastor. That's meat, right?
Yeah. Yeah. She's like, none.
Vegan. I don't eat meat. So
jackfruit.
Jackfruit. Cauliflower.
Oh,
cauliflower or broccoli?
Broccoli.
Okay. That's my girl. Both of you guys, broccoli and al pastor. Maybe we should do a combo right there.
Yeah, we should.
We forgot. Okay. Well, who is your alter ego?
Cardi B.
Woo!
Meryl Streep.
Very classy.
Yeah.
Last book you read?
How to Be a Badass by Jen Sincero.
I need to read that one.
Yeah, it's really good.
How to Deliver Without Epidural.
That's true. You're her baby's only 1 year old. That's true.
I love
that's
it. True.
She's like, people read?
Yeah.
I thought it was a mom event. Okay, camping or glamping?
Glamping.
Camping.
Good.
Thank you guys so much for being here today. I know what mission it is to get her. Can we get a round of applause for this incredible, beautiful mommies? Thank you guys. Stay tuned. We have way many more panels coming up. Thank you guys.
Thank you.